I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Arab League suspended Syria from its meetings and imposed sanctions over government crackdowns. The fight continues to force the ruling regime out. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, responded with live shows. Producer George McKean says Syrian Christians felt isolated. Then Iraqi believers began calling in encouragement.
When I heard these prayers, I was deeply moved because you are talking about people who are kidnapped, being killed. They're really suffering. Yet, because of the hope they have, they are able to pray for others.
Next, Transworld Radio will begin broadcasting with technology that will allow them to cover much of Asia with a new broadcast signal. TWR's President Lauren Libby says they're increasing power from 100,000 watts to 200,000 watts with digital capability on two shortwave transmitters.
Frankly, it sounds just about like FM radio. And India, China, and Russia are rebuilding all their broadcast platforms right now to go digital, both on shortwave and on what we here in the United States we call our AM band.
The dedication broadcast airs tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern Time. And what's one people group that's chronically overlooked on every continent? Prisoners. But Crossroad Bible Institute's dedicated to reaching even these men and women on society's fringes with the truth. In their commitment, they're expanding to two more nations. CBI announced this week that satellite campuses are going up in South Africa and in Guatemala. Guatemala in particular is known for violence. Pray the dynamic will change as prisoners come to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's more at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Thanksgiving Day in the U.S. is fast approaching. What does it mean to you? Well, we want to hear about it. Call us with your Thanksgiving Day comments at 616-828-1349. That's 616-828-1349, and you could be on the air. I'm Greg Yoder.